Episode 2355, The Win Begins in Your Mind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy every day. Can you believe it? We are approaching the end of June. That means half of your year is almost over, but have no fear. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Bring your leadership. The win begins in your mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. There is a battle to be won. The mind controls much of what you accomplish. If you desire to learn, grow, and succeed, the win begins in your mind. And remember, this success is not about winning the prize per se, right? It's more about learning and knowing, and that comes with failure too, not just success. But most people lead their every day thinking that, well, if you have the talent and resources, you got this. You can achieve it. No problem. Did you know the Olympic trials are going on right now? I've been enjoying watching them over the last few nights, and I just got to tell you, it's amazing what our athletes here in the United States can do. And not just in the United States, in any sport, our elite athletes around the globe. It floors me. I even watched the US Open for golf, and I was like, oh my goodness, go John Rahm. Congratulations. It was awesome. He won the US Open. Now, take a deep breath though. What got them to where they are? Most would say hard work. Yes, most definitely. Some would say, oh, they're just very, very good at what they do. Yes, that too. But that's not all of it. As I watch them compete to earn their spot on the team, it's not just about talent and resources. It's not just about what God has given you, but how you use it and where you use it. What is going on between your ears? Yeah, I'm talking about your mind. A lot of the work they do is what happens in their mind. We are our worst enemy, yet best friend. However, if you want to take your life to the next level, if you want to reach that dream, if you want to satisfy that goal, you've got to know that iron sharpens iron. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Iron sharpens iron. There's a proverb I love, Proverbs 27, verse 17, and it says this, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Believe it or not, you and I sharpen each other. I show up here, I record. Guess what? It's not just about you. I know you thought it was. But what I do here is also about me. It's what's going on in my mind, how I attack things, how I look at things, what I see through the lens that I have been given. Yes, I do it for you, but I'm actually doing it with you. And that's a difference. Iron sharpens iron. Olympians are who they are, not just because of their talent, but who they surround themselves with and what goes on upstairs in their heads. I was listening and watching the track and field event for the Olympic trials. And oh my goodness, you know, you see them run, you see them throw the disc, all of this. And I'm thinking, okay, I would be lucky to jump over the hurdle and not catch my foot. I do not have a great vertical. I'm just being honest with you. But I watch these individuals run and they run so fast. And I'm like, if I only had those legs, if I only had that speed. But then the race is over and the announcer comes over, or the interviewer comes over. And guess what? There's questions. And then you hear what's really going on in their life. It wasn't about that 30 some seconds that they just ran. That minute and change. It wasn't about the 4 minutes and change to run the 1500 meter. It all came down to what was going on in their life and how they were choosing to apply themselves. The win begins in the mind. Iron sharpens iron. So how can you allow yourself? Yes, you can surround yourself with incredible people, with a great family. I love that you show up here. We're better because we're together. I don't have all the answers. You don't have all the answers, but together we can learn, we can grow, we can hold each other accountable, we can expand what we see. It's not just about my experience, it's about our life and doing life together. You see, that's the person side of things, but what about the mind side of things when it comes to iron sharpens iron? What's going on in your head? Well, number one, you have to begin with the end in mind. You have to see yourself as a champion before the win. Do you think these Olympians show up going, I'm not going to do any better than fifth place? I'm running for fifth place. Really? You're running for first place always, even if you don't make it. So don't settle. Don't drop your ceiling. Raise it. Begin with the end in mind. Now, does that mean you're always going to be number one? No. Someone's going to come along and take it from you. And that's okay. But you have this time now to create your now. But in order to do that, you have to begin with the end in mind. Where are you headed throughout your journey? You have multiple destinations. So you've got to begin with where you're headed. Begin with the end in mind. If you're going to say, I want to start a business, I want to be at home with my children, then that's where you start, knowing that's the goal, the ultimate goal. And then you can say, okay, let's work a little bit backwards. How fast can you get there? Well, it depends. How hard are you willing to work? What season of life are you in? Are you able to quit your job? Or do you have to have a job and do your online business as a side hustle until it can replace your income? There's a lot of ifs, but that doesn't have to slow you down. In fact, it can speed you up. But the key here is begin with the end in mind. Number two, schedule your priorities. Do you think the Olympians are going, well, maybe I shouldn't go race today. Maybe I shouldn't go practice. Maybe I shouldn't shoot off at the blocks today because you know what? I got this. I'm good at this part. No. They go out knowing that every day they've got to show up and they've got to schedule their priorities. Don't just let anything jump on your schedule. Instead, prioritize what matters on your schedule. When my children were little, it was easy. I was in control of the schedule. Then we hit this age of everybody else's schedule ran our schedule. Why? Oh, there were as activities after activities after activities. We were coming and going all the time. And with five, it complicated life. And as we went through all of this, though, I was at the beck and call of everybody else. But then I began to make some switches. And I said, let's pivot here, children. You don't need to do everything. Let's begin to pick one, two, or three things. Where's your focus? What do you really want? When they were younger, I let them do and try everything. As they got older, we began to prioritize. We began to niche down, as some people like to call it. Slenderize our schedule. Ooh, doesn't that sound wonderful? I'm going to slenderize my schedule. It's hard to do, but I'm telling you right now, it can be done. So prioritize what matters by scheduling your priorities. Put it on there. Our Olympians that are out there working hard, they're not just showing up on the day of their trial going, I'm going to try to run and be an Olympian today. It doesn't work that way. I once had a dream of being an Olympian. In ice skating, I could never do track and field, just saying. But you see, now in my season of life, yeah, it would take a lot for me to get there. But in my younger years, when that was really what I wanted to do, I prioritized my schedule. I made it happen. I showed up. I trained. So you got to schedule your priorities. You can't just show up and wake up in your day and go, what matters will show up on my schedule? No, it won't, because everybody else is going to be showing up on your schedule. What matters on your schedule is that you matter on your schedule. Control it. You can do it. And finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Be proactive in how you lead your everyday. Think about being responsive, not reactive. Let yourself be the pro in your activity. Proactive. I love that word. Be the professional in your actions. Show up in your everyday. Be ready to conquer and say, you know what? Iron sharpens iron, and I need to get better every single day. I need to learn more. I need to read more. I need to reach out more. I need to have accountability. I need to show myself that I matter. Your dreams matter. Your goals, you can't achieve them. When you achieve them, I can't answer that. Maybe you can set a deadline. Maybe that deadline will be shifted and moved. Is there anything wrong with that? Not necessarily. Go back to our Olympians. The Olympics were supposed to be in 2020. But guess what? Life happened. A pandemic came and disrupted the world. Yet where are they now? They're trying out for the Olympics because they want to make the Olympic team. Because they didn't let the pandemic shut down their dreams, shut down their goals. They knew what mattered. And so guess what? They kept sticking to it because they knew eventually the Olympics would happen. When? Did they really know when? They didn't know when. And some people even question now, is it really going to happen? I guess we'll wait and see. Come July of 2021, what happens? But you see, an elite athlete, a pro athlete, one who says, I am professional in what I do, and I want to be great at what I do, I've got to be willing to be professional at my actions. And I've got to be willing to take aim. And every single time you do that, what does it give to you personally? Oh, it stimulates you mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, even relationally. But you've got to be willing to do the work. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what dream do you want to go after? I mean, I really want you to think about this. What dream is missing in your life? That you're like, gosh darn it, if I could have this right now in my life, are you willing to go after it? Are you willing to say iron sharpens iron? I'm willing to do the work because I know the win begins in my mind. And I don't know what the journey looks like as I walk this path and I head this direction. But what I do know, I know I get to hold captive my thoughts. I don't need to let everybody else run what goes on in my mind. Yes, maybe I don't have 100% control of my schedule. I've got children. I've got animals. I've got a husband. I've got fill in the blank. You've got a career. You've got laundry to do. You've got dinners to cook. Those kind of things, yes, they do kind of get in the way. But not exactly. Depends on your season of life. You can construct your everyday based on where you are and where you want to go. But you got to also remember the win begins in your mind. Are you ready to sharpen your mind? Are you ready to stop holding yourself back? And I really want you to ask yourself that question. Because we throw our excuses out there. I confess, I do too. I'm like, oh, well, you know, it was this, and then it was that, and then, oh, wait, and then it was this. I can blame it on the kids. I can blame it on the hubby. I can blame it on the moves. I can blame it on the weather, for goodness sakes. Or I could stop and take responsibility and say, you know what? It all starts with me first in my mind. Let's start there. What do I need to change there? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What do you want to go after today? You don't have to look at 30, 60, 90 days. I know it's great to plan out, but I'm talking about just today. What can you do today for your dream tomorrow? Do it. Don't wait. And yes, if you need to, play this over every single time. Just jump to the very end and say, you know what? I'm going to listen to this last part. What do I need to do today for my dream tomorrow? You got this. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.